You're listening to the STC Foundation's podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Wednesday, the 28th of November. A thought for the day and reading. Well, it's another day and it's another warning about the end times and the return of Jesus. Today is Wednesday and my name is Alan, and let's take this time together to consider a story that Jesus told and what he might be saying to us today. The story is in Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13. And rather than read the passage at the end today, I'm going to read it all now. The parable of the 10 virgins. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Yesterday, we heard the tale of two servants, one wise and one wicked. Today, we hear the story of 10 virgins, five wise and five foolish. But let me get this straight. Five were shut out because they didn't have enough oil. And in response, Jesus says to them, "I never knew you." This sounds pretty harsh. What are you talking about, Jesus? Well, the first thing to say is the story is about when Jesus comes again to judge the living and the dead, as it says in the creed that we say sometimes at church. The story also sounds pretty weird to us, but a bridegroom turning up at an unknown hour with virgins waiting to escort him into the party celebrations after dark was commonplace first century Jewish wedding custom. This would have been very familiar to everyone listening to Jesus as he told this story. So what is it all about? And why the heck didn't those with extra oil share with those that had none? Is this Jesus' equivalent of Donald Trump's America First pledge? Is Jesus in saying, in essence, you've got to look after number one? Well, almost. But this isn't Jesus saying that we should be selfish. That wouldn't fit with the rest of Jesus' teaching and the example he set. Instead, we should look at this from the foolish virgin's point of view. Let's do a quick multiple choice quiz question. Who is to blame for the foolish virgins missing out on the wedding party? A, the bridegroom, B, the wise virgins, or C, the foolish virgins themselves? Well, I hope you all chose A, the bridegroom. No, only joking. The answer is, of course, C. The people are to blame. Those who are ultimately responsible for the virgins' lack of preparedness is themselves. They must take responsibility for their own actions in the same way that we must take responsibility for our own actions. Also, it's worth noting that some things in life cannot be shared or borrowed. Things like someone else's prayer life, or their dedication and devotion to God, or even their salvation. We cannot do it for others, and others cannot do it for us. We have to put effort in ourselves. We have to partner with God and allow him to shape us and transform us into his likeness. You see, this won't happen without us. and no one else can or will take responsibility for the choices that we make today. Jesus tells this story to warn us, and it is a pretty stark warning. Everyone is invited to the feast to be with Jesus for eternity when he returns to earth, but not everyone who is invited will be granted access. Truly I tell you, I don't know you. You will notice from the story that all of the virgins were the same. They were probably a similar age, dressed in their best dresses, carrying their lamps, excited about the wedding. We Christians all look similar from the outside, but what we do in that inner room, in private, behind closed doors, whether we choose to cultivate our relationship with God, whether we strive to improve our connection and intimacy with our Father, will ultimately determine our acceptance or rejection. No matter what we look from the outside, no matter how big our church or how grand our ministry, how well known or seemingly successful we are, all of this counts for nothing. Jesus says elsewhere in Matthew, ask, seek, and knock. And in that passage, he's telling us to never stop, to never think we've arrived. God has so much for us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Jesus, for his death on the cross that brought our salvation. Thank you that there is no longer anything that stops us from drawing close to you. Help us to not take this for granted, but to learn how to use this great privilege as you want us to do. Amen.
Great are you, Lord. Great. Give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your your breath. Christmas.